Hello, and welcome to 3DBPM's Pulse Podcast. I am your host, Davide Scher. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the 3DBPM Pulse Podcast. Our guest for today is Christian Staudigel, co-founder and managing director of Headmade Materials. The company, based near Würzburg in Germany, invented and is now launching the new and interesting cold metal fusion platform for metal 3D printing. Christian studied mechanical engineering at the DHBW Stuttgart and advanced materials and processes at the Friedrich Alexander University in Erlangen-Nuremberg. He also completed the executive MBA program at the Julius Maximilian University of Würzburg. Together with co-founder and managing director Christian Fischer, they invented cold metal fusion technology during their work at the SKZ, the Plastic Center Research Institute. One way to think of cold metal fusion is as a hybrid technology that combines the strengths of binder jetting, plastics powder bed fusion, and MIM processes. In fact, the founders started with injection molding and found a way to build a bridge between MIM and SLS laser sintering. In doing so, they understood the potential of the existing installed base of thousands of running SLS printers available worldwide, and the fact that these systems could be converted into metal printers. They have since expanded the initial idea to launch an entire platform to enable industrial manufacturing, working in stealth mode with key players in the AM field. Now they have come out of stealth and into the open. So Headmade Materials just became part of the AM Ventures Fund. And today we have the opportunity to speak with Christian Staudigel to learn more about how the technology works, the business models that they intend to follow, and their expectations for future growth in high volume metal AM production. So hi, Christian, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, David, and thank you very much for the invitation to your podcast. I'm really looking forward to talk to you on why we are so excited about our cold metal fusion platform.
Thank you. And really, let's start from understanding exactly how the technology works, because I think that will help to clarify many other aspects of your unique business model.
Yeah, of course. Our cold metal fusion technology is a combination of two long proven processes. On the one side, we have the plastic powder bed fusion, such as selective laser sintering, SLS, and on the other side, we have the powder metallurgy. In short, in our CMF process, we have three steps. We print, we debind, and we sinter our part. The first step brings us directly to the core of our innovation. We have a special feedstock system that puts normal metal powders inside printable plastic powder particles. The resulting feedstock material can be processed on a conventional laser sintering machine. And the trick is that we only have the plastic binder that is melted at low temperature.
Okay, so that's very different from sintering, for example, nylon. You're just sintering the binder. So from what I understand, the temperature that you need is much lower. How does this impact the printing?
Yes, we have a lot of differences also compared to the normal printing. In our process, we can reuse 100% of the powder, and we can run it also at higher speeds because we have the lower temperature. The parts coming out of the printer is called green part because they are consisting of the binder and the metal powder. The amazing thing about our green part is also that they are very stable despite the high metal filling.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, because in general, green parts that are made with many of the existing binder-based metal technologies are usually quite fragile. How do parts made with CMF compare? How much more stable are they?
So, yes, with our parts, we also have advantages in the post-processing, and that is a very crucial point. For example, we even can water blast our green parts at high pressure. And anyways, after the green parts are taken out of the printer and cleaned, we go also to the second step. We put the green parts in a solvent bath to debind a part of our binder. And finally, the third step is the most critical process and very important for the final part properties. we put them in the sintering furnace, which is more or less a high-tech oven for sintering process. In this step, we fuse the metal particles together without melting them and get a dense metal part in the end.
So, in fact, you know, from some of the biggest hurdles to adopting, you know, metal binder jetting for mass production is related to the sintering phase. Can you explain how sintering affects CMF technology in particular, and how you intend to address any challenges that you encounter?
Yes, of course, and that is also a very important step that we consider as high tech compared to other process steps. Unfortunately, sintering has been neglected so far and characterized as just another post-processing step by the AM industry so far. So, as discussed in the beginning, this is where we intend to build our strengths also. Most binder-based technologies work with the same binder, and that is why our new binder system raised a lot of attention, also even in conventional manufacturing. Okay. So we have also somebody asked us if we could stop producing material for 3D printing and only produce materials for classical manufacturing.
Okay.
So sintering in general is complex, and yeah, we have to account for non-uniform shrinkage, and that really makes sintering simulations mandatory in a lot of binder-based AM steps.
Yeah.
In our cold metal fusion process, we already have a green part with very high density and achieve a uniform shrinkage during sintering. So we just increase the size of the part uniformly in our design software, which is usually around 14% to 15%, depending on the material. This simplifies also the sintering process and allows for much bigger geometry.
I see. Okay, that's really quite innovative, and I think it's very interesting that at a time when everybody seems focused on implementing metal in binder jetting or in the material extrusion processes, which were originally developed for ceramics and polymers, no one had yet thought of using SLS. What made you think of it?
Yeah, so in our former life, we were working at a research institute and had several research topics dealing with highly filled polymers. One research topic was the processing of highly filled plastics in laser sintering. For example, by adding flame retardants, the flame resistance can be increased of this polymer. Sure. So here we gained a lot of experience how the high filling degree is affecting the material properties. On the other side, we had topics with printing of highly filled filaments with metal powder in a material extrusion process. Here we learned more about the metal powders and the requirements of the binder, which was completely new to us. And finally, we just combined these two topics, and the idea of our cold metal fusion technology was born, a metal-filled powdery feedstock. And many years ago, also DTM already tried a similar approach without success. So this is also which emphasizes the importance of the feedstock system that enables the process.
Okay, so it comes down to really, you know, the materials. And it's interesting that while you really kind of invented or optimized the 3D printing process, from what I understood, you know, materials and from your name, right? The company's name is called Headmade Materials. Materials is a core aspect of your approach. Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, you are right. And yeah, that is also because our management of Headmade Materials, they have an industrial background in technologies like injection molding. And we think about the average business that it works, we had to change in AM. So for give you an example, think about an average business meeting. Who has a MacBook on the table and who has a PC standard-based laptop? From our experience, at least, there are much more PCs on the table because essentially it contains standardized parts. And for each part, there are multiple companies that have a proven track record for the reliability of the components. And the PC standard guarantees the compatibility in between all components in the final solution.
And that makes a lot of sense. There are a lot more PCs in general, and this makes particular sense for a solution such as yours, where that it's based on an existing installed base of hardware.
Yes, and now back to your original question. So we think that by being this open and bringing in partners with long proven products is the way to industrialize additive manufacturing, instead of just claiming our company offering an industrialized or industrial closed solution. Customers can freely combine different printers with different furnaces and materials to build the process chain specific for their parts and their application. And that is how we think industrialization works.
And that's certainly a powerful approach. In my experience, different people have different understandings of what it means exactly to industrialize additive manufacturing. So do you think you will really be able to roll out this technology without conducting any machine development?
Yes, no worries here. So we can easily do this because, remember, cold metal fusion is based on existing standard processes. So these processes already work. Of course, they can be improved, but yeah, we proved that it worked now and we have corporations here. But we also believe that there is still a lot of work that needs to be done on the feedstock material to make cold metal fusion technology even more competitive to conventional metal manufacturing. And that is why, for us, the most logical conclusion that Headmade Materials is a materials company is while we share cold metal fusion as an industry platform within the AM ecosystem.
I see. So the idea is that we can expect to have others talking about cold metal fusion as well in the future.
Yes, indeed. That is our intention. Until recently, we were in stealth mode, but what I can say at this stage is that we have been in talks and cooperation since a long time with other players. But unfortunately, okay, that is all I can say at this point here. Additionally to that, we especially engage in the design and end-to-end solution for the entry into our technology with key customers. Here, we support customers in the complete process chain from the part development, prototypes, and process integration. But in the end, Headmade will be a materials company.
I see. Okay. So in light of all this, how will becoming part of the AM Ventures family help you achieve these goals?
Yeah, we recently just had an investment round with our first investor, the P2B Industrial Tech Fund, who is also behind the Dimension and Big Rep success story. We have solid business experience and a strong advisor in the board. Now with the AM Venture, another giant in AM joins the board who brings its vast network in AM industry. Yeah. And we have been working with AM Ventures and their network since a long time now. And I'm really happy to be able to finally talk about how great it is to have B2B, Industrial Tech 4 and AM Venture both on board.
That is fantastic news indeed. And also we at 3DBPM, we have been following your company for some time. And we first heard about Headmade Materials when you worked with Element 22 on titanium parts made with CMF technology. How does that collaboration work and which materials do you currently support?
Yeah, Element 22 is a key partner, especially in the processing of titanium. We learned a lot from each other when we started to combine Element 22's titanium know-how with our 3D printing know-how. Since then, we worked very hard to adapt our feedstock material to work well with reactive materials and supported Element 22 in the adoption of cold metal fusion for first applications. Now, Element 22 runs numerous applications in titanium and especially has become a big name in the bike industry. Besides titanium, we also offer stainless steels like 74PH and 316L, as well as tungsten alloys. Wow. And further tool steels, nickel-based alloys, and aluminum will be released soon and are under development.
That's really exciting. And you mentioned bikes, and in fact, in terms of application, we just reported on your work with actual part production at Sturdy Cycles. Can you tell us a little bit more about that collaboration, and how many parts do you intend, and do you think you can produce with your technology, and which other industrial adoption areas are you targeting?
Yeah, the collaboration with Sturdy Cycles, that is one pure success story with Element 22. And Element 22 also is now producing the parts for Sturdy Cycles directly. But in the beginning, we were deeply involved in the development of the bike parts, and we also printed the first few hundred parts before handing over completely to Element 22.
Okay.
And this is also, this shows how we actually work. We support our partners on the complete process chain and empower them for serial production with our technology. Sturdy Cycles is just one customer coming from bike industry, but there are also many more. So we expect this year over 10,000 titanium parts will be manufactured, and we are also looking and working with partners on stainless steel parts. But, you know, as you already mentioned, bike is just one application, and we develop with market leaders also numerous applications for medical industry, automotive, industrial and sports application. And finally, there's also a large pull from service bureaus who can extend their offerings now.
Wow, it sounds like you're really moving really, really fast. And that's great, because it really sounds like a fantastic proposition, a fantastic idea. So can you help us understand a little bit more what the value proposition of CMF is? And what do you think would be the price advantage of the parts compared to other metal AM technologies?
Yeah, of course, but that is also a very comprehensive question, and it really depends a lot on the part. So understanding CMF is important when you design the part, and then that is the first crucial point, because here you can really leverage a lot of value. In general, CMF is providing uniform part properties, and it also has superior shrinkage to other technologies. That is how we achieve final part properties that would usually only expected from metal injection molding or casting. As we discussed earlier, the furnace is a central topic where you can leverage these properties. The bigger furnace you have, the more you can also, of course, reduce the costs. And in the automotive industry, they have even furnaces with conveyor belts. Of course, we have to start the smaller series now, but that's the potential of CMF, and many manufacturers already own these necessary equipment.
Yeah.
Another very important topic is reliability. And that is also a big point in my opinion. Cold metal fusion runs on standard machines available from multiple suppliers. That means proven equipment that is used in operational environments since decades. And the process implementation at Element 22, for example, took just 3 days and is producing since then without any problems.
Wow.
There are also other advantages. The green part stability, we can use different metal powders with different shapes and sizes. As you see, there are several advantages, and it really depends in the application which one is the most important for our customers. And one point that is also important, we are cheaper to conventional metal AM technologies. We are at the moment on the level of binder jetting, but with increasing the production, we also gain some advantages here.
Fantastic. And that's really, this is a lot of information, and I'm sorry this is all the time we have for today, but you're all welcome to contact us or Christian at on the company's website at headmade-materials.de or on the LinkedIn pages for any questions or to submit possible application cases and just to learn more about this incredible technology and how it's evolving. So thank you all so much. And thank you, Christian, for being with us today, and speak again soon.
Thank you very much too. Bye-bye, David.